الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. My dear brothers in Islam, this is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that we are heading towards the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a blessed month in which Allah Azza wa Jal, He revealed the Quran. And Quran is guidance for the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned in a hadith that before the month of Ramadan, he used to remind people about the virtues of Ramadan, because reminder benefits. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because the reminder benefits the believers. So this is a reminder. Khutbah of Jum'ah is also a reminder. Khutbah of Jum'ah is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and reminder about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, about the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal. إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله. When the call is made for Salah on Jum'ah, then you rush towards the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There are certain things we can take care of with regards to the month of Ramadan, and hopefully we can benefit from the month of Ramadan. The first thing we need to pay attention to is how we start Ramadan and how we end Ramadan. Because Ramadan is Islamic month, so there must be teaching. There must be teaching in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to starting Ramadan and also concluding Ramadan. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about the moon, about the crescent. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. They, yani people ask you about moons, about crescent. You know, why it goes big, why it becomes small, and so much so that it disappears, and then it appears again, etc. Obviously, Allah Azza wa Jal, He did not go into the details of this natural phenomena, because certain things people of the time don't have the ability to understand. But rather Allah Azza wa Jal, He directed them towards something that benefits them. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. Tell them that these yani crescents are مَوَاقِيت, yani the calculate the appointed times for the people, through which people can know their times. And also Hajj, because Hajj is connected with the moon. Hajj is performed on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. So unless we know when the Dhul Hijjah starts, we cannot know when the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is. The same also applies to other mawaqit, other appointed times. Month of Ramadan comes after the month of Sha'ban. So we need to know when Sha'ban started, when Sha'ban ends. And then we need to know when Ramadan starts and when Ramadan ends. That's why Rasulullah used to encourage Sahaba radiallahu anhu to pay attention to and to consider and count the Hilal of Sha'ban. Ahsu Hilal Sha'ban li Ramadan. Count the moon of Sha'ban for Ramadan. Because the Ramadan depends on Sha'ban, right? When you have 29th of Sha'ban, you're going to look for the moon. You see the moon, next day is Ramadan. You don't see the moon, you complete 30 days of Sha'ban. And then following day, by default, is the beginning of Ramadan. So Sha'ban has to be clear before Ramadan can become accurate. That's why sighting the moon is not only for Ramadan. Sighting the moon is throughout the year. sighting the moon is throughout the year. Alhamdulillah, we are very blessed that here in the United States we have a Central Hilal Committee, which is under the supervision of Hazrat Mufti Sahab Dawood Barakatuhum, and we have members in about 35 states. Every month they sight the moon. Every month people go out of the town and sight the moon. And every month the ulama, they have meeting. Every month the ulama have meeting to make sure that the month has ended and the new month has started. Because it is, you know, sequence. Everything has to be organized. And alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are very clear. Is it the first day of Ramadan? Is it the 30th of Shaban? There is no worry. Yes, it takes time. Well, all the good things take time. Anything you want to do it properly, it takes time. Any dish you want to cook properly, it cannot be cooked in a rush. You have to take time. So, end of Shaban, you sight the moon in your locality, in the, you know, near vicinity, in other cities, in other, you know, states. So, obviously, the people who see the moon, they have to give a witness to ulama that I witness that I have seen the moon with my own eye. Because it is a responsibility. It is a big responsibility. Like, you know how you give witness in the court of law, that I witness that I have seen something happening. You say this, you sign, you are responsible. So the people who see the moon, they have to give witness. Because Ramadan cannot start with rumors. Rumors have no value. Rumors have no credential. Somebody said this, I think somebody has seen the moon. People are saying that people have seen the moon. What does it mean? People are saying people have seen the moon. It doesn't mean anything. In Sharia, it doesn't have any credentials, any standing. Somebody who has a name and who has a date of birth, right? Somebody has to witness that I have seen the moon, one, two, whatever. And also, the rules vary. Sometimes one person's seeing is enough. And sometimes you have to have lots of people seeing the moon. Because of the restriction of the time, I cannot go into the details. But the point is that Ramadan has to be established so that our fasting can be correct. We cannot fast on the day of Shak. Day of Shak, the day of doubt, we cannot fast. We are not allowed to fast. At the same time, we cannot miss the fasting of Ramadan as well. We are obliged to fast on the first day of Ramadan onwards. So it has to be clearly established. And this is the duty of every Muslim. And this is the duty of all the Muslims collectively. There are certain duties Muslims are obliged individually, that every individual has to fast. But Ramadan has to be established. That is a collective responsibility. That a body of representative of Muslims has to establish that Ramadan has started. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal gave tawfiq, and with the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have this beautiful opportunity in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, and the hadith are so many, صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ Fast for the sight of the moon. And break the fast for the sight of the moon. Do we need anything more clear than this? You know, this is a clear instruction. Anybody can understand. Fast, you see the moon, you fast. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ Somehow you have cloudy. You have cloud everywhere. Sometimes, you know, you cannot see the moon. It is not that the moon is there or the moon is not there. The moon is already there. The moon is already there. Allah Azza wa Jal already created the moon. So the existence of the moon has nothing to do with the start of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not connect, he did not associate the start of Ramadan with the existence of the moon. Moon is already there. How do we start the month? How do we start any month, by the way? Not only Ramadan, any month, how do you start? Because the moon is there, the moon is already there. We start the month by seeing the moon. Sumu li ru'yatihi. And we also conclude the month when we see the moon of Shawwal. If we don't see the moon, fa in humma alaykum, because of the cloud, right? We have not seen the moon. People in the nearby cities, states, people whom we can rely on, people who can give witness, people whom we can reach within our matla, they did not see the moon. Well, there is nothing to worry. Can complete the month of Sha'ban, 30 days, and the following day is Ramadan. Anyway, so this is the first thing I thought I would mention, because there is a lot of, every year there is a lot of, you know, ambiguity, there is a lot of confusion, and some people, they already, you know, print calendars before actually they see the moon. In fact, some people have published calendars for 10 years, 15 years ahead. Another thing which is also important in the month of Ramadan is the time of suhoor and time of iftar. Suhoor, it is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tasahharu fa inna fi suhoori baraka. And it is better that suhoor is delayed towards the end of night. If you divide night into six portions, the suhoor can be in the last 1/6 of the night, if you want to have it at the proper time. However, if a person has it a little bit earlier, that's fine. As long as a person eats before the Fajr time starts, the suhoor is okay. Some people, they eat middle of the night and then they go to sleep. That is food, that is dinner, or that is very late, extremely late dinner, but that is not suhoor. We should, you know, have suhoor, even though we may not have a full meal as such. Have some dates, have some milk, have some boiled egg, anything which you like. Iftar should be as early as possible. Obviously, early does not mean that you are not sure whether the sun has set or not. Once the sun has set and you know for sure the sun has set, then there is no need to delay iftar. Iftar is different from having dinner. Iftar is breaking the fast. You have a cup of water, that is, you have done the iftar. You have few dates, you have done the iftar. You have dinner at a time which is convenient for you. The reason why I'm saying is because some people, they might be at work when the sun sets. So if a person is at work when the sun sets, you might be late for coming home. So you can have a delayed iftar. You can have a delayed dinner. But iftar, it is better to do it as soon as the sun sets. And mashallah, now everybody has watches. People have mobile phones. If you can see the sun has set, you can see. Otherwise, subhanallah, this is the, you know, design of Allah Azza wa Jal. The times of sunsets and the times of sunrise are very accurate. And that's why some people, they do qiyas of the sighting of the moon for Ramadan on the times of Salah. These are two different things. Some people say, you know, if you can calculate time for prayers, why can't you calculate for Ramadan? Why can't you calculate for Hilal? These are two different things. Salah is connected with the time. Ramadan is not connected with the time. Ramadan is connected with the sight. When the time comes, you pray Salah. But you start Ramadan when you see the moon. In the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal, He made a very beautiful plan for us, that we strengthen our spirituality, which can actually boost our iman, and which can also benefit throughout the year. There are two things which are very significant. One is fasting. Alhamdulillah, every Muslim fasts. Fasting is obligatory upon every Muslim who is mature, man, woman. Women have excuse certain days. So if they cannot fast because of their natural excuse, they have to make up after Ramadan. But they have to make up. Sometimes women delay making up for the missed fasting until the next Ramadan comes. This is very, very much bad and very much unacceptable. In the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, we fast. But fast is a spiritual experience more than a physical experience. Being hungry is a physical experience. Remaining hungry is a physical experience. But fasting is a spiritual experience. So we have to separate. We have to distinguish. Is it my body fasting or is it my spirit fasting? My ruh fasting. Physical experience that we don't eat and we don't drink. And we don't do what Allah Azza wa Jalla has not allowed to do. A spiritual experience that our total heart, mind, everything is directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. That's why there is fast of the stomach, there is fasting of the tongue, there is fasting of the eye, fasting of the ear, even fasting of the heart, that our heart is connected with somebody other than Allah Azza wa Jal or not. In ahadith it is mentioned that if a person does not stop lying and if a person does not stop on amal, on a qawl of zur, something which is a lie, Allah does not need him to remain hungry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the month of Ramadan the beauty of the Quran. Quran is a guide for all the human being. Allah wants us to read the Quran. Allah wants us to listen to the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wants us to connect with the Quran. And Allah knows that unless I give them a plan, they are going to skip. They are going to forget. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He made a beautiful plan, which is Taraweeh. Taraweeh is not the sunnah of Umar radiallahu anhu. Taraweeh is not the sunnah of Umar radiallahu anhu. Taraweeh is the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Taraweeh, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He prayed Taraweeh. All the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they prayed Taraweeh. At the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He did not pray continuously because He worried that Allah might make it obligatory, Allah might make it fard, like the way we have Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, fard, Allah might make it fard. So as a mercy upon the people, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He did not pray collectively in public continuously. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He did pray Taraweeh, and the Sahaba prayed Taraweeh behind Him. And that's why Umar radiallahu an, he established this continuity of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr's period radiallahu an was very short. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was very much busy with so many things related to the state. Umar radiallahu an, Allah gave him enough time. So Umar radiallahu an, he established very many aspects of Islam, and one of them was Taraweeh. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he gathered Sahaba for Taraweeh. All the Sahaba agreed. That itself is enough. Because Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they cannot agree upon something that is wrong. That's why we should not get confused. And we should not mix Taraweeh with Tahajjud. Tahajjud is different from Taraweeh. Yes, if you are praying Taraweeh, you can also pray Tahajjud. And we should pray Tahajjud anyway. In some ahadith, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that, you know, the salah that you are missing is better than salah which you are praying. Meaning tahajjud, we should not miss. But it doesn't mean that we should miss Taraweeh. It does not mean that we should miss Taraweeh. We should pray Taraweeh and we should read the Quran in Taraweeh. We should listen to the Quran in Taraweeh. And at least we should have one khatam of the Quran. Every Muslim should have at least one khatam of the Quran. So, before Ramadan comes, make your plan where you're going to pray Taraweeh, how you're going to finish the Quran in Taraweeh. If you pray one night here, one night there, one night here, one night there, shop around. Oh, there is a nice, beautiful qari there. oh, somebody came from another country, there is something happening there, there is a program there, you're going to miss the khatam of the Quran. Give priority to the Quran. There are so many things that can be missed. There are so many things that can be done at other times. Your parties, dinners, iftars, right? Gatherings. But Quran must be given priority. So make sure that you finish the Quran in the month of Ramadan behind Imam. If you are Imam yourself, well, do it yourself, no problem. If you are a Qari and you pray and you lead Salah, that's fine. We should also have our own khatam of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan and to pray Taraweeh and to give importance and also to convey this message to others. Because conveying the message of Islam in the month of Ramadan is easier. People's hearts are soft, people listen to you, and people easily oblige when you remind them in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah.